I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
CQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Large blue cities dealing with a flood of illegal immigrants face multiple challenges, extending beyond finding a place to house them all.
New York City's shelter system was especially overwhelmed, but Mayor Eric Adams says the city's nearly 1,900 schools are well prepared to welcome migrant children into the classrooms. Others say there still is not enough resources to go around, with more than 91,000 arrests in August, making it the busiest month ever for apprehensions of migrant families with children crossing the southern border. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Biden administration reportedly considering a remain in Texas policy for illegals, indefinitely barring some of them from leaving the state. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is having none of it. In his words, this scam was tried years ago and was shot down by a judge. Abbott is also vowing to send even more busloads of illegal aliens to Washington, D.C. Have an Apple device? Well, it's time to lock it down.
Apple has released a new security update for iPhones and iPads described as significant. It's to patch newly discovered vulnerabilities in the system's software. Researchers at the University of Toronto's Citizen Lab found them. They say the software flaw is being actively exploited to deliver commercial spyware called Pegasus, developed and sold by the Israeli company NSO Group. Pegasus is typically used to target dissidents, journalists, and political opponents, so ordinary users likely have little to fear. Still, Citizen Lab recommends all users immediately update their devices. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Biden is arriving in India, where he will attend the two-day G20 summit. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures are down 6 points, NASDAQ futures off 4, and the S&P futures up a fraction. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hi, Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com. Step up your grilling game with our Solaire portable infrared grills. Our Compact Everywhere is a favorite of RVers and trailer pullers. Solaire Infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a portable alongside your larger conventional grill to create an instant sear zone and more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at besthotgrill.com.
Hong Kong is reeling amid widespread, devastating flooding.
Heavy downpours of rain paralyzed parts of this financial hub. The city experienced the heaviest rain since records began. It caught many by surprise, turning roads to rivers, suspending morning trading in the stock exchange, flooding underground railway stations, shopping malls and buildings. Some members of the public criticized the authorities for the lack of warning. Videos circulating on social media showed vehicles struggling in the water and pedestrians swept away by flash floods.
The BBC's Danny Vincent says some cities in southern China are flooded as well. Italy's conservative government has approved a crackdown on juvenile delinquency, broadening conditions under which minors 14 and older can be jailed. The decree follows a spate of so-called baby gang crimes across Italy. News and analysis at townhall.com. Challenged on a deadly shooting in Florida, a fiery response from Ron DeSantis.
Three black people were shot and killed by a white supremacist 2 weeks ago in Jacksonville at a local Irish pub. An unidentified black man suggested the governor's policies were irresponsible, saying they hurt people like him. The man asked the governor and Republican presidential candidate to let him speak his truth.
There is something about the truth. It's not everyone doesn't have their own truth. No. You don't get to come here and blame me for some madman. That is not appropriate, and I'm not going to accept it.
This year, DeSantis signed a bill allowing people to carry guns without getting a state permit and has antagonized civil rights leaders by deriding wokeness. I'm Ed Donahue.
And later today, the Florida Supreme Court will hear arguments in a challenge to the state's new law that bans most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Adventure begins at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. 16 stages filled with sword fighting, fire breathing, music, magic, juggling, and more. Delicious food and drink fit for royalty. Live armored jousting, and our marketplace is a shopper's dream. 7 weekends from August 19th through October 1st. Get your discount tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Park and ride recommended or prepaid parking passes required. Huzzah! More information to plan your adventure at renaissancefest.com.
K&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has 2 locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-672-7070. That's 1-800-672-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-672-7070. That's 1-800-672-7070.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. The second school bus crash in 2 days happened in Racine on Thursday. The second wreck involved a school bus and a pickup truck. Police say at least one person was injured out of an unknown number of people involved in that accident, including one student. That crash happened on the same street as Wednesday's school bus versus city bus crash. Police say 9 people were injured in the Wednesday crash, with 6 of them requiring hospitalization. No students were on the school bus at the time of the Wednesday crash. A Wisconsin man is arrested for actions during the January 6th riot in the U.S. Capitol.
Federal prosecutors say 40-year-old Joseph Kadani of Colgate was identified after surveillance images were released from the January 6th, 2020 insurrection. Kadani is seen among the crowd of rioters at the Capitol and later pulling a Capitol police officer's face shield up and down as the officer's head twists and turns. Prosecutors allege Kadani then pushed his way into the building and spent about 20 minutes inside. Kadani was arrested Thursday on felony and misdemeanor charges. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
State Assembly Democrats want to make it easier for unions to bargain in Wisconsin.
Stevens Point Representative Katrina Shankland says union action has led to major wins for workers.
The Teamsters' recent historic UPS deal and the strike actions that led to ratified contracts at Leinenkugel's and New Dairy Select Milk here in Wisconsin powerfully demonstrate that labor unions are using their collective power to win big for workers.
The new 10-bill package would ease requirements to qualify for union ratification and require companies to recognize unions. The bills are unlikely to see action in the Republican-controlled legislature. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Native American children. Many live in poverty and face some very tough days. but they also have great days. And the days they love most, they happen here at St. Joseph's Indian School.
I love learning with my friends.
Playing music.
Lunchtime!
Math. And speaking of math, here are some awesome numbers.
96% of St. Joseph's Indian School students graduate high school. That's 10% higher than the national average. For almost 100 years, St. Joe's has been giving Native American children days they love and educating them for life. Learn more at stjo.org today.
The Manitowoc County Sheriff says three people were killed in a single vehicle crash in the town of Eaton Wednesday night.
A male driver was traveling west on County Highway C at around 7:45 when he failed to stop for a stop sign at a T intersection with Highway 67. The car proceeded to enter the ditch before colliding with a pole barn. No further information as to the victim's ages or identities has been released as of this morning. The Wisconsin State Patrol is completing crash reconstruction. I'm Ryan Braum for the Wisconsin Radio Network.
And the chief clerk for the Wisconsin State Senate is on administrative leave pending the outcome of an investigation. Wisconsin Public Radio reported that Michael Queensland had his badge access to state buildings, including the Capitol, removed last month. Queensland has held that post since being elected by the Senate in January of 2021. The chief clerk oversees Senate administration and serves as the chamber's parliamentarian and chief operating officer. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Let's plan ahead for Monday's meal and Price County Senior Dining menu for Monday, the 11th. We've got till 1:30 today to get those orders in, so they're all set for you Monday. Fish sandwich on Monday, along with a potato salad on Monday, and mixed baked beans and fresh melon also. Price County Senior Dining. Call them if you like at 715-339-2158.
Hi, I'm Darla, General Manager here at 98Q and Jack FM. Did you know there are over 30 million small businesses in the United States? Small businesses are the fabric, the cement, and your neighbor who will be the first to support charitable causes, provide local employment, and will shop local to keep the economy thriving. Today, shop local and support this awesome business.
Oh dear. Oh dear Nutrition, that is. Located at 334 Division Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Load up your morning starting at 6:30 with one of Jennifer's loaded specialty teas. Or try one of our delicious healthy shakes available in a variety of tasty flavors, like cake batter, orange Julius, caramel macchiato, Bahama Mama, and newly added caramel apple sucker, just to name a few. Whether you're looking for a faster, healthy alternative for breakfast or lunch, or maybe an afternoon snack, stop in or text your order to Jennifer at 715-661-8213. It's delicious, healthy, fast, and convenient at Oh Dear Nutrition on Division Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open 6 days a week starting at 6:30 a.m.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, while some patchy fog and cloud cover to start, gradually decreasing clouds into the afternoon with highs pushing up into the mid-60s. However, wind staying light and variable. For tonight, partly cloudy, dropping back to 43. Into your Saturday, a slight chance for an afternoon shower developing, lower 70s for high temperatures. Cooler once again on Sunday, so that chance for rain, we're back to 63. Monday, holding on to a chance for showers there, low 60s. Tuesday, slight chance for an early day shower, high of 60. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 48.
Stop in this Saturday, September 9th, between 8:30 and 6 to Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream in Prentice, Wisconsin for their Fall Container Planning Workshop. Let veteran owner Dave and his assistant Tanya help you create a beautiful fall display with tons of fall mums, purple fountain grasses, and annual accents like zinnias and marigolds. All yours to take home and enjoy. And while you're there, enjoy some delicious cedar crust ice cream on the beautiful Tangled Butterfly Terrace at the Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream's Fall Container Planning Workshop this Saturday at the greenhouses located off of Highway 8 East on Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. Feel free to bring your own container or one will be provided for you.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Join us Friday, September 8th for all the fun and excitement of high school football. This week, join us at 7 p.m. on air at 98.3, online at 98qcountry.com, or on the Civic Media mobile app for Luck Hosting Phillips, announced by Jeff Hickman and Scott Heckman. And also at 7 p.m., join us on air at 103.1 for the Shawamig and Butternut Mercer co-op team hosting Montello, announced by our newest addition to the announcing team, Steve Gentlin. High school football, brought to you by 98Q Country, your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. Recently, Colt Ringer, who is the president and owner of AquaView, who make the underwater viewing systems, we went out on Lake Superior to test some equipment on the downriggers for lake trout. It's quite interesting what we discovered. I'll tell you what it was. But first,
is your yard ready for fall? Pick up the essentials during Fleet Farm's Fall Yard Prep. Get everything you need, like Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Lawn Food, on sale, $49.99. Get 5 bags of Scott's Triple Shred Mulch for just $10. And all poly tarps are 20% off. Plus, shop our wide selection of cleanup gear, like rakes, wheelbarrows, power equipment, and more. We have what you need for your everyday life. Fleet Farm.
So Colt Ringer from AquaView came up to Lake Superior, and we went out and tested some strike view cameras on downriggers for lake trout, caught salmon as well. What we found interesting was that these fish will lay right on the bottom, and when that lure comes over their heads, they swim up off the bottom and they follow it. There will sometimes be 2, 3, 4 fish following that spoon or that spin and glow, whatever that lure is. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, one will get hungry and attack that lure. It's quite amazing. Sometimes they don't touch it at all, which makes you realize you need to try something different. If you're fishing downriggers and you're not getting bit, there's probably fish down there. You just need to change lures. Once you find out what they're biting on, then stick with it. And what we also discovered is you don't always see fish on your sonar because they are laying very tight to the bottom. You can learn a lot by putting a camera just behind the lure. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Brand new country.
Between a rock and a hard place.
I love the music.
It might be gravel, but it feels like gold.
I listen to it all the time.
98Q Country.
Just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth. I got my windows down and my blinders on. Radio set to my favorite song. All green lights on the road I'm on, man. There ain't no doubt. I'm getting them good vibes. I'm living this good life. I'm breathing on God's time. And I ain't gonna waste one breath. I'm soaking it
kiss a good morning, I kiss a good night. We keep it on the up, that's how we get down. So don't be coming around unless you got them good vibes. I'm living this good life, I'm breathing on God's time. And I ain't gonna waste one breath, I'm soaking it all up. I got me a full cup, and there ain't nothing gonna spill it, nothing gonna kill it. Waving them words goodbye, I'm feeling them good vibes. I'm breathing on God's time. And I ain't gonna waste one breath, I'm soaking it all up. I got me a full cup, and there ain't nothing gonna spill it, nothing gonna kill it. Waving them words goodbye, I'm feeling them good vibes. Oh, I'm feeling them good vibes.
Country, Dirk Spindley. Well, before you set your lineup for your fantasy football team, before you place any wagers with family or friends on Sunday's game, tune in. Mike Clemens will join us. He's our Packer insider. He's there at the practices. He's there at all the games. He's been doing this for a long time. And Mike Clemens is going to join us as he does Friday morning at 9 is our slotted time. But when the Packers play on Thursday, which they will in a couple of weeks, we'll probably talk to him before that. So we talked to him before the game. We'll find out how those wide receivers with the pulled hamstrings are doing. We'll find out about anything else you need to know about the Packers and Bears on Sunday. Mike Clemens, live, 9 o'clock this morning. We've got birthdays, and we've got a cake to give away. So if you got somebody celebrating today or this coming weekend, even a belated one from a couple days ago is okay, 715-762-3221, our number. We'll get to all of the celebrants here in just a moment.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
Civic Media is hiring. We have an immediate opening for an administrative assistant manager. The job requires good computer skills, data entry, receptionist duties, manage our shopping show platform, assist company team members with day-to-day station and office operations, bookkeeping and accounting experience, attention to detail, and good communication skills. This position is full-time, Monday through Friday. We will train the successful candidate in all the radio technology and programs needed to do the job, offering a very competitive wage and benefits. If you're interested in joining a progressive company with room to grow and advance, please send your resume to darla.isham@civicmedia.us or drop it off at the radio station. Or you can mail it to Civic Media, Attention Darla Isham, Box 309, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer.
Aspirus DeRoy Terrace Senior Living in Phillips currently has efficiency, one bedroom and two bedroom units available. This would be a great way to keep your independence and privacy while receiving the flexibility of living options, services, comfort and convenience of home without all the maintenance responsibilities. They offer 24-hour emergency response, two meals a day, daily well-being checks, and a beautiful courtyard with flowers and wildlife to enjoy and so much more. Please call 715-339-3174 to schedule your tour. Located at 585 Peterson Drive in Phillips.
Are you ready, gang?
Yeah!
Okay, then. Hicka hacka firecracker, sis boom ba. Happy birthday, rah, rah, rah.
It's your birthday, give these things, it's your birthday.
Happy birthday, now you're 1 year older.
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you. We've got some celebrity birthdays, Austin, and we'll get to our our local ones and the big cake. David Arquette, the actor from the Scream movies. Are you a horror movie guy? Do you like horror movies?
I haven't seen too many of them, but yeah. I'm an anxious person naturally. I don't need something making me more anxious.
Me either. I don't intentionally. I like thrillers, but the horror movies with the Freddy and the stuff like that, that's not me. I don't do that.
Yeah, the most horror movies I've watched is I watched It once and laughed at it because it was with a friend. And then the Chucky movies, that's it.
David Arquette is 52 today because the Chucky movies are funny, but yet...
They were seen as horror movies, but honestly, were good movies. Like, I'm not saying that they were good movies in their own regard, but...
There was one person that hasn't watched a Chucky movie that goes to bed that night and looks at the doll sitting somewhere in the room and thinking, well, hope that doesn't happen.
There's always that what if.
That little what if. Martin Freeman, among many other roles, the English actor. He plays Bilbo Baggins on the Hobbit films and Dr. John Watson in the Sherlock TV series also. Latrell Sprewell, NBA player, is 53 today, played with the Timberwolves a little bit. Lem Barney, the Pro Football Hall of Famer. He was a defensive back, played his entire career with the Detroit Lions. One last night, by the way, if you missed him. He was friends with Marvin Gaye also and was one of the party goers in the background. If you see the old classic music video for What's Going On, he was in the background. NFL great Lem Barney, 78 today. Bernie Sanders, one of the more interesting political characters. He was mocked a lot, of course. He's still around, still talking, still saying stuff, still doing stuff. Has... A lot of, I mean, very, I don't have a problem with Bernie Sanders. He I think he pretty much stuck to his, what he believes, whether you believe it, whether you like what he believes or not is up to you. But the Vermont senator ran a very strong campaign for the 2016 and 2020 Democratic presidential nominations. I don't think his name is coming up for the upcoming one. But of course he was, kind of, want to say mocked in the sitting there with the gloves or the hands.
There's a lot of memes about his mittens.
Yeah, his mittens.
Because those weren't gloves. Those were like knitted mittens. He was honestly, they look pretty comfy.
I think that was at, the inauguration where it was cold or something like that?
I think, yeah. And yeah. He was just sitting there just kind of hanging out. Yeah. Full casual wear.
Yeah.
He's 80, doing his thing.
82 for Bernie Sanders. Patsy Cline, the singer, Crazy, I Fall to Pieces, born on this day, 1932. She passed back in 1963. Her real name is Virginia Patterson Hensley. Patsy Cline is her Hollywood name. Harlan Howard, the veteran country songwriter, he passed away back in 2002, born on this day in 1927. Peter Sellers, the English comic. Dr. Strangelove, the Pink Panther. Have you seen any of the old Pink Panther movies or stuff like that?
I vaguely remember them, but I don't quite remember a lot of them.
Very quirky, very bizarre, but funny at the same time. Some of the old Pink Panther ones with him are pretty good. Peter Sellers, born on this day in 1925, passed in 1980. Sid Caesar, Emmy-winning innovative comic legend from TV's Your Show of Shows. Appeared in films such as A Mad World. Everybody was in that movie at that time, all celebrities. And detective in Greece, Sid Caesar, Isaac Caesar, his real name, 1922 born, passed away in 2014. Frank Cady, actor, he played Sam Drucker in 308 episodes of three CBS series between 67 and 71. The owner of Hooterville's General Store in Petticoat Junction, and then he went on to Green Acres. Frank Cady, born on this day, 1915, passed in 2012. Jimmy Rogers, the singing brakeman, he died of tuberculosis. Country singer, born on this day, 1987, passed 1933. Couple local birthdays here. Who we got there, Austin?
Let's see if I can decipher your
My writing.
Your writing. I can't pronounce the word. I forgot the word.
Hieroglyphics? What are you looking for? Okay, whatever.
I don't know. Whatever the Egyptian writing's called. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
We have Katie. Does that say...
I just want to hear you try to say this. the G is silent.
What? The Katie, that looks like... I can't tell if it's a U or a V.
Let me see which one it is. Oh, yeah, Katie Baraglio. Yep.
Oh, that neither. Okay, good to know.
B-A-R-A-G-L-I-O. Katie, yeah.
Yep, Katie Baraglio, celebrating a birthday today.
All right, Katie, happy birthday to you. Who else we got there?
We have Destiny... Did I say Marin or Malin?
Man.
Man?
Man, yeah, sure.
Okay, whatever.
Destiny Man.
Celebrating their 8th birthday tomorrow.
All right. Let's throw them into the birthday
happy
box.
Happy birthday to those two.
And let's draw out the winner of the birthday cake, overseen by the accounting firm of Austin Austin and Big G. The cake tax applies. It's unenforceable. But if you want to drop off a piece of your cake and you got time, go ahead. If not, we understand. You got things to do. So here we go.
It's like, we'll just cry a little bit.
We'll just continue to worship at the cake feet of Paul Klepek. The original cake tax.
On the Paul of, on the Paul of Fame.
Yes, the complier. We call Paul. We love you, Paul. All right, here we go. The winner of the cake is...
Bing Lucas?
Bing Lucas, yeah.
Oh, turning 89.
89 yes, today sir. For Bing. Bing Lucas, you got
happy
yourself
birthday.
Free cake courtesy of the bakery department at Super One in Park Falls.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, while some patchy fog and cloud cover to start, gradually decreasing clouds into the afternoon with highs pushing up into the mid-60s. Lover winds staying light and variable. For tonight, partly cloudy, dropping back to 43. Into your Saturday, a slight chance for an afternoon shower developing, lower 70s for high temperatures. Cooler once again on Sunday, so that chance for rain, we're back to 63. Monday, holding on to a chance for showers there, low 60s. Tuesday, slight chance for an early day shower, high of 60. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 48.
Producing.
Hi, folks. This is Keith Evans. You know, I just, I don't know. It just makes me feel good. It's all you. No lie, baby. You're the only girl in my... It's my station.
It's my station.
98Q Country.
I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you, you know you love to fight. And I say shit I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night. No way it was the last night that we break up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull it right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. We said we'd had enough. I can't remember everything we said, but we said too much. I know you packed your shit and
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Yeah, I was just hanging out, some little West Coast town. Found a bar out by the sand, so I made my way in. First thing that caught my eye, like nothing I ever seen. Sunburned auburn hair, a California dream. Yeah, she was shaking them hips, some old Motown song. I couldn't say a thing, so I sang along. She was a heartache on the dance floor. Yeah, she moved it through my mind. I gotta know her name, and I got to see her again. She's got me wondering, yeah, I'm just wondering. Where she is, where she is, where she is tonight. Where she is, where she is, where she is tonight. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah. So I just hung around this little West Coast town. I drop by every night, I stay the closing time. My little mystery, that girl's killing me. So I put on this song just to sing.
Classics, your country, 98Q Country.
cross country, let the radio play. 7 damn years, I never thought she'd leave.
Chase Beckham, that's his new song called 23 at 98Q Country. All right, hope your weekend has some good things going. Really nice day today. The best day of the weekend. Tomorrow should be good, too. But as far as really no chance of rain, and we'll see the clouds move out, and we'll see temperatures get up close to 70, pretty much kind of linger around 70, I guess, over the weekend. Sweatshirt at night around the campfire. And maybe even more than that, with temperatures dropping down to the mid-40s, maybe 50 or so. So some real nice fall temperatures should be perfect for high school football tonight. We'll be in luck to bring you Phillips right here. We'll be at McDonald Field here to bring you Shawamigan Butternut Mercer Co-op hosting Montello non-conference. Well, they're all non-conference this year. Next year they won't be. Lots of stuff going on. I hope you'll consider going down to Elk Lake Park and Phillips. And supporting Pastor Jason, Pastor Larry, all the folks involved in not only the Northwoods Living Hope facility, which is functioning already in Phillips, but the vision of HopePhillips.org, HisHouseOfHopePhillips.org website. They're envisioning another facility to help out those with alcohol and drug addiction problems. So some good stuff happening. All you do is you show up, a little walk or run going on at Elk Lake Park, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and help to raise funds for those facilities. It's a color walk run, so, you know, spray you down a little color, have a little fun with that. I think the kids will enjoy that. Any questions, you can contact Tammy at 715-305-4531, 305-4531. 31. Got a big hurricane in the mix. Hurricane Lee. Now a Category 5 storm. We don't see too often where hurricanes get up to be a Category 5 storm. It is still intensifying, apparently, as it is soaking up energy in the warm Atlantic right now. This monster storm currently is about 630 miles east of the Leeward Islands. We all know where that is. And packing winds of about 165 miles an hour. The big question is will it affect the United States? Will it affect, will it hit land? The East Coast can at the very least expect some dangerous surf, strong rip currents, and some beach erosion. Forecasters are expecting to have a better picture of what's going to happen with Lee after this weekend. So it's still a few days out from possibly affecting the United States. So if you're planning to go to the East Coast next weekend, could be affected by Hurricane Lee.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Make a difference. Become a CNA. Park Manor River's Edge in Park Falls is holding a certified nurse's aide class starting mid-September 2023. The nurse aide courses consist of 100 hours of classroom and clinical hours. Upon successful completion of your training, those committing to Park Manor employment will earn competitive wages and be eligible for bonus opportunities based on employment commitment and employment hire status. Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee owned and is a 92-bed skilled nursing facility, which prides itself on providing excellent quality care and rehabilitation services for short-term rehab stays and long-term care. Reserve your spot now. Deadline to register is September 8th. For more details and to register now, apply on Indeed or the Nurses Aid student email. That's Tawny M at parkmanor.com. T-A-W-N-Y, Tawny M at parkmanorwi.com or call 715-762-2449.
Panasia Oriental Market, located in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin, is here to serve you. Market owner April Harshman welcomes any suggestions for additional ethnic foods and specialty items to carry in her store, like newly in stock professional cooking woks available in 28 and 32 ounce capacity, plus rice cookers just in time for the fall to make your pan-set noodles along with other ethnic dishes. Adding new foods and specialty items all the time, like super soft warm blankets to cozy up with on those cool fall nights, and super soft premium non-slip carpet by La Casa, available in a variety of colorful designs. Plus all your favorite luncheon meats, snacks, pastas, fruits, fish, and more. At Panasia Oriental Market, open Monday through Saturday until 8 and Sundays till 6 in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Welcome NEB and Food Share customers. Great food, great entertainment, all summer long, and an outdoor bar and music venue to enjoy it all at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wing it up at the Den with Wing Ding Wednesdays, Thursday steak night featuring 16-ounce ribeyes, Friday fish fry with beer battered parmesan, crusted cod, and be sure to stick around for a late night happy hour from 8 to midnight with $2 domestics and $5 tall mixers and house recipe pizzas available anytime at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W, where it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend?
Aspirus DeRoy Terrace Senior Living in Phillips currently has efficiency, one bedroom and two bedroom units available. This would be a great way to keep your independence and privacy while receiving the flexibility of living options, services, comfort and convenience of home without all the maintenance responsibilities. They offer 24-hour emergency response, two meals a day, daily well-being checks, and a beautiful courtyard with flowers and wildlife to enjoy and so much more. Please call 715-339-3174 to schedule your tour. Located at 585 Peterson Drive in Phillips.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, while some patchy fog and cloud cover to start, gradually decreasing clouds into the afternoon with highs pushing up into the mid-60s. We'll have our wind staying light and variable. For tonight, partly cloudy, dropping back to 43. Into your Saturday, a slight chance for an afternoon shower developing, lower 70s for high temperatures. Cooler once again on Sunday, so that chance for rain, we're back to 63. Monday, holding on to a chance for showers there, low 60s. Tuesday, slight chance for an early day shower, high of 60. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 48.
There's a whole lot more brand new country. I'm alone.
Country.
She was planning a welcome home barbecue, green bean casserole, grandma's recipe. There was a knock on the door around 2 o'clock, two uniforms and her heart style, yellow ribbon round an oak tree, blowing in the breeze. Hey, here's to the ones that didn't make it back home, the ones we ain't seen in so long. To hold up a beer was a wish they were here, was not forgotten but gone. In a better place up there, but they sure left a hole down here. We just go on living and go on missing the ones. Town shut down, the whole town showed up, sang Amazing Grace, watched the slideshow of his 22 years. There was laughs and there was tears. And that preacher talked about sacrifice and traffic stop for them Cadillac lights. Johnny sold beer half price that night.
And more there at 98Q Country. We're going to talk Packer football. We're going to push it back just a little bit. I just talked with Mike Clemens, our Packer guy, who's on the scene, and they got a lot going on there this morning. There's a lot of moves and stuff being made, and he said 9:30 he will